Sean Penn offers to retest Trump to verify his COVID-19 diagnosis is legit. By BenQ on October 5, 2020. Actor Sean Penn has suggested that President Donald Trump's recent hospitalization with the coronavirus could be a sympathy ploy, and offered to send a medical professional to independently retest the president to verify his positive diagnosis. Last Friday, Trump was admitted to Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. out of an abundance of caution after both he and the First Lady tested positive for the infectious disease. However, Penn was left unconvinced, offering to send a staffer from his Global Response Organization Corps that is currently carrying out mass coronavirus testing. As there are skeptics, on behalf of a Corps response, I have reached out to at White House to offer a Corps staffer from our DC ops to independently retest the president and verify his COVID-19 status as legit and not a political sympathy ploy, the Academy Award winner wrote. Penn also suggested that despite his weight and age, Trump has a better chance of survival because of the first-class health care he is receiving. Like so many other vulnerable Americans, the president is obese and on the older side, he wrote. The fact that he has access to immediate and proper health care and that therapeutics have evolved with the deaths of 200,000 citizens gives him a far better chance than they had. Penn did refrain from wishing harm upon the president, if not a floating a wild conspiracy theory. Still, a poll taken last Friday found that 40% of Democratic Party supporters described themselves as happy Trump had contracted the virus. "We don't want the man to die," Penn explained. "We want him to stand down. To golf and go away. We need an actual leader, not a dear leader." Despite initial concerns about his health, most reports indicate that Trump's condition is improving and he is likely to recover. On Sunday, the Walter Reed medical team confirmed that the president could be released as early as Monday. "If he continues to look and feel as well as he does today, our hope is that we can plan for discharge as early as tomorrow," said Dr. Brian Garibaldi, adding that he would continue receiving care at the White House. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.